96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Social media is arguably the most powerful and dynamic mode of communication. We are reaching out, we are connecting, posting photos, and expressing ourselves. But can we express too much or express the wrong thing? What impact can that have on our jobs, careers, family, and friends? We're talking about that tonight. My guests are Ananda Leek, she is a social media strategist, and Steven Santorsola, mobile marketing expert and CEO of Rapport 24/7. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Yes, I'm putting it out there. You can contact me on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or find us on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR. Ananda, Steve, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Good to be here.
Okay, Ananda, you first. I need to talk about this gorilla situation in Cincinnati at the Cincinnati Zoo. Harambe, a 450-pound silverback gorilla, was shot and killed after a four-year-old child climbed over a fence and fell into the moat where the gorilla was housed. It's not about the gorilla. This conversation is about the social media reaction, the backlash. Some 460 people are calling for punitive action against the mother of this four-year-old boy. There have been threats against this boy's family. There have been mean-spirited, threatening things said about the Cincinnati Zoo. What does this mean in this social media climate, Ananda? Is this a surprise to you?
No, it is not a surprise, Harold, because the racial piece of it, the fact that the family is African American, and the fact that we live in a society that is very clear from my perspective that does not respect our lives, and just the whole treatment of the story. There was a reporter in Cincinnati that decided to write a profile about the parents and spent a majority of the article talking about the father's previous criminal record, but failed to mention that he was a loving father, that he was gainfully employed. How did that have anything to do with what happened? Mm-hmm. It's being responsible in telling the story. And then that gets put out. And then there are other things that go into it. If this was a white child, there are many instances where people have talked already on social media that this would not have happened. It would have been a blip on the news screen, and it would have been gone.
But here's the other piece to that. And Steve, I want you to address this piece. The reality is that you have some thousands and thousands of people that are commenting about a story that is literally evolving moment by moment. And we're talking about, you know, your regular Joes on the street who are just going in on social media. Your thoughts about, you know, the consequences of doing just that?
Well, therein lies the problem, is that it's an explosive situation whenever you start to make decisions of any kind without having all of the details. And that's the danger of social media. Everyone feels there's a degree of anonymity on social media. They feel they can say whatever they would like to say, even though there is really not that anonymity there. They feel like they're hiding behind something, that keyboard. And very basically what's happening is that people are weighing in on topics and giving opinions when they don't even have the complete story at hand. That's one of the fears that and concerns that I always voice regarding social media, is that people weigh in before they have the complete story. And I think that's I don't know what the solution is to that, because we seem to be have evolved into a society where we willingly say whatever on our minds without realizing the repercussions of some of the things we say.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about social media madness tonight, those snarky, snippy tweets, those Facebook posts that don't save face at all, and the impact that those kinds of social media postings could have on you personally, that they can have on you career-wise. Give us a call if you have a comment or a question about that. Joy, calling from Forestville, Maryland. Joy, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
No, I was just calling because I love Facebook. I go on there for entertainment when I ain't got nothing to do. Mm-hmm. I go on there when I'm trying to reach my family just to see what they're up to. And I'm a commenting person. I love debates. I love talking about stuff and issues. I like doing it. And so my thing is, I'm a common sense person, and I feel like this. If you don't want nobody to know your business, don't put it out there, because it's got people. You have people out here that's going to tell you what they see and what they say. Whatever they see, they going to say it. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people think it and some people actually do say it. So, you know, it is what it is. If you don't want nobody to know your business, don't put it on Facebook. That's why it's called social media. It's a social thing. It's not a private thing. So if I put myself on Facebook and my body is jacked up and you know, my body jacked up and I'm standing there with rolls and I'm in a bikini, of course people going to say something smart because I put it out there. That's what it is. It's social. It's not private.
Well, Joy, thank you so much. I appreciate that. But see, here's the point, and I think that Joy makes an excellent point. Okay, let's say she doesn't have that, you know, the perfect beach body that she was alluding to, Stephen. But then Joy decides, and we've seen this so many times, Joy decides that she wants to apply for a job as a teacher, or she wants to apply for a job that requires certain kinds of government clearance. Don't these employers go hunting for your social media profile, Stephen?
Absolutely. More and more, they're looking at every aspect that they can look at that's part of your public life, and that they're making decisions based on what they see online about you. And so that's a big worry. And this doesn't have to do just with when you're applying for a job, but employers monitor you. I mean, we've heard the horror stories before where someone goes online and makes a comment about their boss or without the reasoning and the what Joy termed as common sense. I think that's what's lacking so much when it comes to social media, is exercising good common sense. Realize that this is social, that this is out to the world, and that once you share something, whether it's in print or in a photo on the internet, it's out there forever.
But Ananda, sometimes you don't have to talk about yourself.
This is true. You can be commenting on someone else's story, or it could be related to the folks that post you. They tag you on Facebook and something appears on your page. And let's say you're applying for a job and an employer sees something that flags your character. All of these things matter. And one of the things that I try to tell clients is that be mindful about what you say and what you do. Do you want your grandmother? Do you want your parents? Do you want a priest or someone else, anybody that means something to your children? Do you want them to see that about you? But what if someone comes onto your page and starts a fight and just attacks you? What do? You can block them. You can unfriend them. You can do all of these different things. But once it's out in social media, it's out there. Mm-hmm. Even when you delete it, it's out there. So I think I agree with Steve that using some discernment is very important. You want to encourage free speech, but you also want to be responsible. And you have to think about long term. If you're in college and you're having a good time and you're taking photos,
watch the beer pong photos.
Watch them. Watch the summer photos. Mm-hmm. It can get wild and crazy.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Scott calling from Lorton, Virginia. Scott, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is the fact that we understand what social media is, and I think it's given too much credence for what's going on. But what I don't understand is how can we have educated people who are in the news media who report everything but the news? And to me, that tends to fuel the social media.
I'm not sure I understand what you mean, Scott. What do you mean? Explain that.
Well, what I mean is this, right? You have, like you said earlier on your show, that they had news reporters who was reporting about the dad and this and that, and they didn't really report that he was a good dad, but they reported that he had a record, and that had nothing to do with the incident.
Let me say this about that, because, and I'll use Twitter as an example. Back in pre-social media, pre-internet, and I'm telling my age here, there were times when you had to go get information, you had to go to the courthouse, you had to go to the library. In other words, you had to get in your car, you had to drive as a reporter, and you had to go and get that information. Now that we have the internet, that information is readily available. It's at your fingertips, and it is very, very, very fast. And that we have things like Twitter and Facebook and all of the other social media platforms that are competing with that thing that gets thrown on your front porch, that newspaper. Remember those with the paper and the trees and all that stuff. And so I think what is happening is that you do have this huge collision of new media and old media. And the reality is that at any given time, if there's breaking news and it comes across my computer while I'm talking to you right now, Scott, I'm going to get it on Twitter. I'm going to get it on Facebook. I may see it on Reddit, but that has nothing to do with the responsibility of individuals to just go crazy and post stuff.
Post stuff when there's no consequences.
Yeah.
You know, I don't say regulate freedom of speech, and I'm saying to regulate what you can say on the new on the internet and the media, but there should be some consequences when you're irresponsible.
Absolutely. And you make an excellent, excellent point. I want our callers to make more excellent points at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are going to continue to take your calls even after the break on Sirius XM Channel 141. We're going to continue to drill down on this topic. Have you had any problems after posting on social media? Have you any experiences that may not be the most pleasant? And what are you telling your kids about this? Because the reality is, this isn't just a cautionary tale for kids. It's a cautionary tale for everyone. If you're on the phone, please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. You will be able to hear the program. Please do not hang up. I will be taking your phone calls next. Jeff Brown is next on the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a few moments. Stay with us.